Asheville Free Media, ashevillefm.org. This is The Final Straw, and I'm Bursa Goodness. The show can also be heard on KXCF in Marshall, California, KWTF in Bodega Bay, California, WCRS LP in Columbus, Ohio, and KOWA LP in Olympia, Washington. Archives of the show could be found a week after broadcast at thefinalstrawradio.noblogs.org, and you can contact us for submissions or questions or what have you at thefinalstrawradio@riseup.net. This week on The Final Straw, we feature an update from Sean Swain, who's just been moved, along with other people on his security level at Ohio State Prison in Youngstown, to SOCF Lucasville. Listen carefully at the end of his segment for an updated address he can receive mail at. For the majority of the episode, a comrade in Greece has provided us with interviews concerning the resistance to the gold extraction and refining destroying Mount Skores in Chalkidiki, Greece. The mining and refining are going to line the pockets of Vancouver-headquartered company called El Dorado Gold Corporation. Resistance to this mining in northeastern Greece has been developing in its current phase since 2006. First, we'll hear portions of our friend's conversation with a young activist and her mother at a blockade in Skores. Next, our friend speaks with Heli and a friend about more of the resistance, more of the history of resistance to the mining there, changes in organizing that have occurred, waves of repression by the Greek state, and more. They'll also touch on expectations, or lack thereof, among some of the residents of the region, of the current leftist Syriza regime's political will to stop the destruction of the environment around Skores. The Syriza party's energy minister, Panagiotis Lafazanis, has pledged to do everything he can within the law to block the Skores mining by El Dorado Gold Corporation. What you say, what you say, what you say,
what? We're caught like a bomb! I've been wearing the same pair of underwear since Tuesday. That night at 3 in the morning, the warden of the Super Duper Max, Jay Lowdown, informed me that I was being transferred to Lucasville. Lucasville, home of the 1993 prisoner uprising, is a psychological September 11th for the Ohio prison system. It's also the prison where ODRC officials attempted to put former prisoner writer Timothy Little Rock Reed in order to engineer his death until he gained asylum from Ohio and New Mexico, proving conclusively that Ohio prison officials planned to murder him. In the lead-up to this transfer, prison officials tried several times unsuccessfully to silence me, blocking phone communication for 8 weeks to keep me off the radio, intercepting postings for SeanSwain.org, and communications with counsel, who filed the civil action against prison officials on my behalf, and then blocking my JPay video visits to stop me from generating video on the site, which is illegal, not that laws matter to passion. In response, I undertook a hunger strike until I was threatened with being tossed in the hole, which is illegal, not that laws matter to fashion. So I began a med strike, and then OSP physician Dr. James Klein held me incommunicado in medical isolation in a torture cell until I agreed to take blood pressure meds I had refused, which is illegal, not that they care. So before I could even finish writing the epic tale of those wacky shenanigans, I was told to hop on the prison bus for Lucasville. When I protested that this was selective, Jay Lowdown said, "We thought you'd say that. That's why 37 others are going with you." So, to disguise prison fascist targeting of me, they tossed 37 other dolphins into the tuna net as collateral damage. The bus ride was unannounced, totally irregular, and it happened only hours after the phone call about an injunction that I had with counsel, which prison officials certainly didn't monitor. Right. The bus wasn't gassed up. When it stopped at another prison to gas up, our bag lunches weren't prepared, all indications that this happened spur of the moment. When we rolled away from OSP, our property, packed in boxes on the pavement, was still sitting there. It wouldn't fit in the underside of the bus. Again, a total absence of planning. But the ODRC isn't out to get me, and this had nothing to do with responding repressively to anticipated legal moves by my attorney. Stop laughing. Lucasville. The place steeps with malice, as if its very existence day-to-day is a personal revenge mission carried out against its captive. Built in the early 70s, it looks like a bad prison movie. The cells are roughly a quarter the size of my cell at OSP, big enough for a steel sink, steel toilet, steel bed, and a steel desktop. It's heated by a rusty steel radiator along the back wall, covered in 40 years of colorful funk, encrusted food, and unidentifiable stuff. None of the windows close anymore. Mine has a beautiful view of the gun tower. The front of the cells. 40 cells, two tiers of 20 on each side, facing 40 cells on the other side. The cell fronts are made of bars from the waist up, painted baby poop green. There's no privacy, but it's like living in a community, reminding me of tenement buildings where poor folks built relationships across fire escapes. Like that. The 38, as we transfers were dubbed by staff, didn't even have hygiene given to us until Thursday. On Friday, everybody but me got changes of clothes and towels to get them through the weekend. Me, I'm still wearing the same underwear since Tuesday, and there's no telling when I'll get my property, or if I'll ever get it. I suspect this was done to make me suffer. When I spoke to the major, D.A. Warren, he was sympathetic until he saw my name on the door. Then he said, "Oh, you're Swain," and his demeanor changed. Clearly, the administration here has already been brainwashed to see me as an enemy and to repress accordingly. But interestingly, their selective deprivations provoke something amazing. Other prisoners who do not even know me from a can of gray paint saw my situation. They don't know why officials hate me, and they've never even heard this broadcast. First came a donation of paper and a pen, then a styrofoam cup and enough coffee to get me through the weekend, then food, ramen noodles, which are gold on the black market, and cheese sandwiches, along with a Long John shirt, which has been a lifesaver. With just the clothes on my back and standard issue bedding, I've been sleeping on the floor with my mattress pressed against the radiator. Last, a pair of shoes. Nobody asked for anything in return and told me to return what I could, when I could, if I could. One guy yelled across the range that he knew what it felt like to have nothing, not to worry. Inspiring that in the darkest, most hideous hate factory, the worst offenders show so much empathy, while the staff don't. I think it was Mencken, maybe Lardner, who said that if you want to see the worst that humanity has to offer, come to a maximum security prison and ship change. Welcome to Lucasville. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility at Lucasville. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at his new address at seanswain 243-205, P.O. Box 45699, 1724 State Route, number 728, Lucasville, Ohio, 45699. To read some of Sean's writing and learn more about his case, check out seanswain.org.
I'm speaking with you today from a blockade on the Skouras Mountain in northeastern Greece. Can you introduce yourself?
Ποιο είναι το όνομά σου?
Το όνομά μου είναι Φωτεινή Ευαγγελίδου.
My name is Ευαγγελίδου Φωτεινή, and I live in Μεγάλη Παναγία. It's the part of Chalkidiki in Greece, who it's close to the mountains.
And can you tell me what's going on today?
Okay, in 2006, the people realized that there is a very big danger over our village, and they start to be against. In these people, let's say, really simple, that want to open the factory of the mines.
The mines?
Yes. And that is like the few, the very basic things.
In 2006, the people in the village decided that they were going to organize together against the mine factory.
Αντιδράσουν ενάντια στο... Yes, exactly. Today, the Eldorado Gold, it's a company from Canada, has already started to build, let's say, this factory, and has destroyed big place, let's say, from the mountains, cutting a lot of trees, and working in this factory. The citizens, they try all the time to show that they are against in this company, and with with demonstration all on the mountains where is the factory, on the big cities, also organizing some campings to δεν κάνετε και camping για να δείξετε τι εναλλακτικές λύσεις υπάρχουν. They make also some campings with some people speak or make conversation about what is the different way that we can, how we can use our place and make something better. But it's not only that we can get work, let's say, from these mines.
How to use the land around here for things not for mining and to make it better.
Ποια πράγματα μπορούμε να χρησιμοποιήσουμε εδώ τριγύρω για πράγματα που να το κάνουμε καλύτερο εκτός από τα μεταλλεία, για δουλειά, ας πούμε.
Πολλοί άνθρωποι
χρόνια
που έχει ξεσπάσει η κρίση στην Ελλάδα. Και πολλοί άνθρωποι.
And a lot of people it's without work. In these people of course it's a lot of citizens of Μεγάλη Παναγία. Yes, these last years a lot of people start to try to work more with land, like with agriculture, also with animals and this kind of works, of course, and one of this example also it's she and her husband.
Uh-huh. What do you do?
And what the kind of ακριβώς. Her husband has bees, yes, and so make honey and we try to sell. My mother helps more to package and to sell it, and also not only mainly, not only honey, but things which made from the bees.
And you said before there was a factory at the mine. It's what does the factory do?
So okay, this is a little bit difficult for me to say in English. But it is this factory will take the ground with also the gold, halco, with all the metallic things, and they will try to separate them, to let's say to clean it from the ground and the other metals and that. They say that even if it wasn't so bad for us what they from the mine will go out, even only with the cutting trees, the water, το νερό τι το κάνουν, το αποστραγγίζουν. It's like the mountain, it will be empty from water and more because if there is water in, on the mountain, they cannot get the metals. Because of, you know, oxygen of the water, yes. And so we will not have to drink. Τι άλλο μου είπες για το νερό?
Το νερό.
They will take the water out of the mountain?
Yes, actually, they make... Είναι σαν να κάνουν μεγάλες τρύπες μέσα στο νερό, μέσα στο βουνό.
Είναι να κάνουν τα χημικά τα οποία θα τα
εξεργάζονται. That I told you, they should take off all the water from the mountain because it needs to be dry, the ground. If there is water, they cannot take the metals. And even the water that will be, it will be with pollution because of the chemical things that they use. Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand how they take the water out.
The, something like, let's say here is the mountain, and in the first level of the mountain they will make something like a tunnel, like uh-huh. a big hole from one side to the other. So the water, I really don't understand exactly how, goes out. Let's say that we have a big bottle. Let's say with water. So if we make a hole on the first on the top, the water will go out. After that, they will go in the middle of the bottle. The water will go out, and now it's in the last stadium that they want to do this on the bottom. Let's say from the mountain or the bottle. Yes. Yeah, something like that.
And that's where the drinking water comes from for the village.
Yeah.
Actually, from this water, it's not only the water from our village, Magali Panagia, but also the water of this mountain gives water to the villages all around this area, to Ιερσός, to Γωμάτι, Πιάλα.
Πυργαδίκια.
Πυργαδίκια.
Νεοχώρη.
Also Νεοχώρη, Παλαιοχώρη, all the villages around here.
Can you talk about when people first started organizing against the mines in 2006? Why they were motivated to do it and how people found each other? What kind of forms did it take?
So some people find the...
Θα σου πούμε. Δηλαδή το αντιληφθήκαμε ότι υπάρχει κίνδυνος.
Okay. Some people at the first, when they start to really worry about this... company, they start reading the plans, let's say. The company has a big book with the plans, what they will do, how they will do, and blah, 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 and this. And also they speak with professionals of the university, and they inform them about all this thing that is going to happen over there. So after that they start to make something like events, let's say, like speaks to the village around, so few the people start to become more and more.
Can you talk about what's happening like today right now over there?
Yeah, today actually we closed the road who goes to the factory over the mountain. So it's like that we try till for few hours to make more difficult their work, because all the time the most of the time coming big trucks to bring and take off, let's say, things from the factory. So,
and it happens often that you block the road that goes to the mine factory.
The citizens all the time try to do things like that.
Are there other things that people do to try to stop the project? Other than, like, the blockade is one tactic, but are there I can't think of anything.
I make a demonstration that we told, yes, in the big city, so they more people will be informed. So some of this thing, sometimes because of the demonstrations and all this, the police take people to the police station, let's say, and they make after that the, when you go to the lower, and so the people goes to help them, to support actually them, and this is another way.
So they go to support them at the police station and also when they go to court.
Yes.
Okay. And how do all the different people in the villages, or not from the villages, how do they find each other to make decisions?
Okay, they have, they organize local speeches, let's say, for conversation and all this.
A local space.
Yes. And because it's the area, it's small, it's a village, they from each other with calls and this most. And I think they meet one day per week for sure. And also almost each village, not all the village of course, but the village that it's interesting about that, every once per week they meet the people all together. And και πόσο συχνά είναι η συνέλευση?
Μια φορά το μήνα.
And one day per month there is a meeting with the people of all the villages. Understand? Yeah.
And the meeting that's every week, it's about how to organize the space, or it's about how to
No space. It's speed. It's like meeting and conversation and say and make suggestions about what we can do the next week or in this month.
I feel like I've just arrived, and so I don't really know enough about what's happening to ask good questions.
Yeah.
So if there's anything that she wants to talk about and.
Here, the citizens, it's not only against in this company, let's say, and all these works that they try to do, because they are only worried about the environment, but because the environment it's very, very connected with their lives. That if this happen, the citizens of the village and the villages around here, they have to go away because they cannot be together the life with this thing that happened over there. Και they cannot survive here, so they have to move.
Αυτός ο τόπος για μας είναι ένας επίγειος παράδεισος και γνωρίζουμε πολύ καλά, όπως γίνεται σε όλα τα μέρη του κόσμου, ότι θα μετατραπεί σε μια επίγεια κόλαση.
And like that they know that this place here for them it's something like a heaven on the world, and if this happen it will be hell.
That's a good reason. Thank you.
Now our audio comrade will chat with Heli, a resident of Halkidiki, about the gold mining project, the company behind it, the resistance the project has met, state repression, and more.
Introduce yourself.
I am Eli. My name is Eli. I am a member of the committee of struggle of Megali Panagia, of my village. And I am against the gold mines.
Why are you against the gold mines?
Good question. I am against the gold mines because this kind of project, this logic has no logic. I find no logic in this project. I live here. I live Megali Panagia is a village under the mountain Skouries. This is the name of the mountain, of the forest, Skouries Forest, and they want to construct a huge factory, huge project to disappear the mountain and us also. We must say that we are in North Greece, Northeast Greece, in the peninsula of Halkidiki. Our village, as I said, is under the forest, under Skouries Forest, and we have a big and very difficult struggle that is going on here. It started at 2006. We are in the struggle from the beginning. When the company, the old company, the company before El Dorado, it was called European Goldfields. When they gave to the public their business plan, and as we have said many times, we went to school. We know how to spell, how to read. So we read the business plan, and we decided from the beginning that we must react to this huge mega open pit mining project in our lives. It is very close. It is very close to the village. Even if it was far, I believe that we also would be against the project, but. If you see the area here, the region, you can understand that this project cannot be done at this place.
So this is not the first gold mine in Megali Panagia.
This is the first project that now the for first time they are working in the mountain. We had we always, from many years we had mines in Chalkidiki, but not gold mines. They were producing concentrates of metals from ancient Greek, the great Alexander, etc., etc. We had mines, and especially here in the village, we had miners, many miners. It was something new for this, especially this village, that someone is talking against the mines. It was very difficult for us to begin, to start at 2006, when the company, the new company, announced that they are gonna enter into Skouries. Our first reaction was a popular assembly inside the village. We talked. We brought also professors from the University of Thessaloniki for the forest, for the water, for the air, for the atmosphere. And we started with assemblies from 2006 until what do we have now? 2015. Every week we have assembly.
Almost 10 years.
We have assembly every week. We are losing now. We are not winning, I must say. The project has started already. We weren't able all these years to stop it. We begin at 2006. The company started to take very slowly, with very stable steps, their permits. Step by step, they managed. Now, we are now, they have everything, they have all the permits to go on.
And when you say, someone spoke to me earlier saying that there was the mine factory to extract the metals from the rocks, and there is also the open pit mine. And so when you say that you're losing, it's on both of those?
We are losing because, as I said, we had mines in the area, but not close to Magali Panagia. We had the ancient traditional mines in the village of Stratoni and Olympiada. Now, in Skouries, until 2012, Skouries was just a beautiful and lively forest. We used to stay there. We had we stayed in the mountain for 3 years, from 2009. When the company tried to make some drillings, mm-hmm. illegal drillings in the mountain, without permits, without nothing, it was the first time for the company that they went into Skouries. So we made also a popular assembly, and next day we went to the mountain, we stopped them, and we stayed there for 3 years.
You stayed living in the forest?
Yes. Living in the forest. At 2012, the new company, Eldorado Gold, we always believed, we knew that European Goldfields was not a serious mining company with serious mining activity. It was a company that was interested more for their shares, etc., and not for the extraction of gold. We knew that the time will come and a serious mining company of the planet will come here. And they did it. February of 2012, the new boss is called Eldorado. The new boss of the area is Eldorado Gold. And they came in a very avant-garde way in the mountain. We were there for 3 years, and we were expecting the company to come with the police to bring machines, etc., to start working. They had all the permits. They had took already all the permits. So we were waiting the police to come with the company. Instead of this, the company brought the 350 workers that had already in the traditional mines.
They brought miners.
They brought miners, the traditional miners, the old miners, with the new people that had applied, that they were waiting for a new job into Skouries. Because in Skouries we have no miners. We have no mining activity. We have preparation. We have no working of the metal yet. So they came at 2012, 20 of March of 2012. They came with 500 people wearing uniforms. And from there they started to destroy, to eat the mountain. Now that we are talking, they have already constructed the factory. The factory is almost ready. The open pit hall is ready also. They have cut the trees. I mean that they are ready for the dynamite. And they are preparing the two areas that they are going to put the dams. They haven't built the dams yet, but they have cut the trees, they have opened new streets, new roads to have access.
And how did they get rid of the people? The miners came and attacked the people living in the forest to make them go away.
The miners came, they attacked, we had a fight. It was very complicated and very difficult, but it happened because we had brothers opposite. I mean brothers, one brother here, the other there. We had parents and sons opposite. We had friends. You know, we are little villages. We don't know only our village, we know the other villages. We went into the school together. We know all the people from all the villages around Skouries. Around Skouries we have, I think, 11 villages. And we have many... The problem is complicated. The first problem is their logic. The logic of the multinationals, etc. The logic that... in the name of development, they come here to disappear us with any cost. What is this? This is logic. This is the paranoia of development. We disagree. We disagree with this paranoia in the European Union, etc., etc. We have many enemies. So at the beginning, we were alone. At the beginning, we were alone.
In
2006. I must say that at the decade of 80s, at the end of the decade of 80s and at the 90s, a big struggle was given by the people of Olympiada against the gold mine. And there was a Canadian company also, TVX Gold, that came here to make a gold mining in Olympiada. But the people of Olympiada refused, and they gave for 15 years a fight. Heavy things, heavy situation. But if you see now Olympiada, you cannot recognize all this. It is a village that the company is... στηρίζεται στην Ολυμπιάδα. Πώς θα το πω, ότι η εταιρεία είναι άντρο, η Ολυμπιάδα είναι άντρο της εταιρείας. Είσαι πάλας. Ολυμπιάδα Village is...
It's the front line of supporters in Ολυμπιάδα.
Of the company, yes. In the beginning we were alone. Now, after many years, many people has come to the struggle. Many villages around Skouries organized themselves and made committees. This is our function, the assembly, the open assembly. We use all this thing of direct democracy or horizontes,
horizontal.
Horizontal lines. We don't need the specifics. We don't need. I told you again. We know how to read. If you read the study of the company, the business plan, you can understand. Okay, we have brought people and professors, etc., to explain, to tell the people all this, but it is very easy to, it's very simple to understand what they want to do.
This is The Final Straw Radio on AshevilleFM.org. Archives can be found a week after broadcast at thefinalstrawradio.noblogs.org. This week, we're hearing a couple of conversations between an audio comrade traveling in Greece and locals in the Skouris area of Chalkidiki in northeastern Greece, resisting the gold mine and refining efforts of Eldorado Gold Corporation, based in Vancouver, British Columbia. More from the conversation with Heli after this musical break.
Can you talk about relations between local people and the miners?
The local people and the miners. But, the miners are also locals.
Yeah,
not all, some. We have, especially in some villages, there is a big problem. Here in Magali Panagia, we have this problem because it was a mining village. The way of thinking. No one from Magali Panagia was studying in the university. The dream was to become a miner. And the woman's dream was to marry a miner. This was the dream. To be ill, sick at your 50s, capito. This is the life. So I want to explain that for us it was very difficult at the beginning to resist, to talk against the mining culture, because the company said, and I agree, that we have mining culture, way of thinking. And this is true. This is true. So we said, stop. It's enough. Enough for them with the mines. The mines will close. Not only the gold mines, all. All. We must do something different. We live in a very rich place. Everywhere there is water, everywhere there is nature, anything, any seed you grow, you plant, it becomes, it's a lively place. And we want to make it a cemetery. We have given battles, etc., etc., demonstrations on the mountain, big demonstration in Thessaloniki, in Athena, in big cities of Greece. The repression was too hard. People of Chalkidiki, us, we were an experiment for the police. Last year, not last year, 2 years ago, we were an experiment of repression of the Greek state. They took our DNA by force, by violence. They listened to our telephones. Okay, this is usual now. And they
this was the first time that they had listened to telephones in Greece.
No, it wasn't the first time.
It's the first time that they are doing in a local population this police brutality. You can find it in a lot of ways, but not in the locals. It's the first time that the state is against a whole society.
So until now, and we haven't finished yet. We have a new government. Left government. For me personally, I don't expect many things. I will see. Of course, I want them to do what they said before the elections. Of course, I want. I wait. I expect from them to do what they said.
What did they say?
They said that they will close the mine. Of course, I expect for them, if they are people with dignity, etc., etc. Because when you say something, you must do it. It is word and action. I don't. They go together. But we must keep fighting. I have no other solution. I cannot wait for someone else to solve the problem. Or my problem, or the problem. It is my house that it's burning. I must run. Until now we have accepted the huge repression and violence from the state. We have many, many courts to face. We have many, many problems with justice. And in the future, nothing started yet. We had already 4 people in prison. 2 people stayed in prison for 6 months and the other 2 for 3 months. Now there is no one in prison, no, they all got out, but nothing has finished with the justice. We have to face serious things after. And many people, I think that we are about 300 people until now. And there are 22. Πού είναι οι δικογραφίες?
Felonies. They have accused felonies. Δεν είπα δικογραφίες, είπα κουργήματα.
What do you think is the effect that the repression has had on the struggle?
Look, it is a mixed situation. We had. A big part of the society that was against the project, a big part was suddenly they saw the light that the police is not the friendly and kind police that
protect us.
That we used to know. Yes, it is a brutal police that hits. It is a police because they saw it. They saw it with their eyes. They saw the police without doing nothing. To run behind you, to beat you, and they felt also the τα μπαστούνια, πώς τα γκλόμπ, the violence, the police violence, they felt it, many people. So for one part of the society, this was the light, okay. But we have another part that was afraid. People is afraid. Oh no, I'm not going to school. Yes, they will cut me, and then I will have a court. They beat tear gas, many tear gas. I didn't say the word, but many tear gas. We don't want the tear. Tear gas is cancer. Tear gas is cancer. We don't want the tear gas. The mountain is full.
As a state, we do take tear gases from Israel, and that they are used to Palestinians, and from Brazil, that they are used in favelas. So in these mountains of Chalkidiki, they use this kind of tear gases.
Global situation.
Are there any moments that stand out to you? Like... moments when you feel like the struggle changed or that marked everyone?
The struggle changed at 2012 when the El Dorado came into the mountain to stay. They came to stay and they saw us. They saw we understood this. They came to stay with the 500 workers with uniforms, etc. They came to stay. This was a big moment because until then the mountain was ours. From that moment the mountain was full of cops and
of secret police, of people then...
people that cooperate with police, workers, idiots, etc. Many kinds of this was one moment that started to change because after this we had our first protest in the mountain with the police, mat, tear gas, etc. this was the beginning of the, you know, what we became known in the rest of Greece. After this, a big moment was the burning, the fire in the factory at February of 13. One Saturday night, the factory, the whole situation in Skourgiés was burned.
The factory that was being built.
The factory wasn't existed at 2012, but all the
trucks,
trucks, machines,
the first infrastructure of the factory,
small houses of security, etc., etc., all destroyed, nothing left. This was a big point, basic point of the struggle, because after that, the other day, Sunday, the police began to show that with any cost this project will keep on. They started the story of the DNA, of the locals, etc.
So they, when they arrested people, they were taking their DNA by force, or they were going to people's houses, or how did they get?
They came here
both
Sunday afternoon, the other day. They took some people from here, one by one, not together. In the beginning, they started one by one.
Here is a bar.
Here is a cafe, the cafe, yes, cafe bar. Anti-mining bar, the enemy called it. They came here, they started to pick us, to take us one by one, going to the capital of Chalkidiki, in Polyglos, into the basement of the police.
Yeah.
Into the basement of the police, starting maybe the questions, etc., and take DNA by force. When you returned from the police, they took your friend, the other one, again to... We went all again to the police station. Wait for the other one, 5 hours, 6 hours. When they let free the second, they took other people. This happened about 1 month. They were arresting people for one afternoon. They arrested people under 18 years old. And the parents were looking for where is my children? He went to the English school and he disappeared. And the police had, took him to Polygyros, to the basement of the anti-terrorist police from Athens came. It was a change. We saw the real face of the state. The people saw the real face of the state. What is their business? After this, they forced us. The state forced us to have our minds in the justice, you know, and in the defense. If you have every week a court, you run for the court, and you don't run to organize your struggle to stop them working. You just have to work to make concerts to have money, because we have already spent a lot of money in the courts and nothing has finished yet. So you must run from the lawyer to the court, to the police, to make the concert, to and you know, this is a self-organized struggle. We don't want no one bigger or upper or I don't know. We didn't want from the beginning. And I want also to say that this is a inter-class struggle. We have no classes here. You can see in the street fighting one very poor
Ganaderia, no.
A farmer, a very poor farmer of a north village, for example, Magali Panagia, fighting together with a hotel owner of the tourist touristic Halkidiki. This is something new we didn't know. This is a beautiful thing. This is a beautiful thing to get over the, to pass through the classes and be together in the road, in the street. This is, a, I find it a beautiful thing. Of course, the inter problems, okay, it's not our point, but there are many. We become from many, many, many different realities. The north villages, the south villages, the tourism. We are against industrial tourism, we call it.
Mass tourism,
industrial tourism, we are against. We don't want all Halkidiki to become hotels, all exclusive situations. We want our beaches free to go and swim.
That's interesting because when where I come from, there's a big anti-mining struggle, and that's what people always propose. They say tourism. We want to stop the mines, and the miners say, but we want our jobs, and the people who want to stop the mines say, oh, tourism, tourism, it will make everything better.
Tourism will not make everything better. The things will go better if the society, the people start thinking in a different way. In we put in this struggle from the beginning, we put all the basics from the beginning. We must discuss again. Discuss again all the things. What we need, what we eat, what we wear, everything. Everything. We put from the beginning our needs. It's not only the gold mines the problem. The gold mine is the more most serious problem here. We have many, many problems. The garbage, the energy things in Greece, many, many problems. Greece is a mess. You see, you know, it is a mess. Okay, the gold mines, we find it in front of us, and we have no choice. For us, it was clear from the beginning. We had no choice. We found the, we left the village when we were 18 years old, but now we return. We returned before the struggle, and we found we returned here why? To make something new, to grow our fields. We know how, what to do, and if the company leaves also, if. Also, we know what to do. We don't expect ready proposals and ready projects instead of the mine. Leave us, go to hell, and we know exactly what to do here and how to do it. It's not easy thing to cooperate open and with direct democracy, etc. It's not an easy thing. We had very hard times, very difficult times, hours of assemblies, but this is the thing that we believe. We don't believe that we have an aim, okay, a target. We will not use all the vehicles to win. We will try to find the way how to go to make it correct and with dignity. We will not use everything just to win. I don't know if I keep my English.
No, I understood. And are the struggle, it's only people from the villages, or are there other people that are...
We have the locals, we are the locals, but not only, we have people of Thessaloniki, people of other cities of North Greece that they will face the same problems with mines. And we have connections, we have solidarity committees everywhere in cities. With Romania, we communicate with Romania, Rosa Montana, with it, Italy, Valsusa, Notav movement, ZAD against the airport. We don't believe that this thing that they say, not in my backyard. Okay, not in my backyard, yes, I agree. But it's not only this, make it somewhere else. We disagree about the logic. We are fighting this paranoid capitalistic logic that wants to eat everything, to swallow everything. Enough.
What do you see happening in the struggle in the future? Where do you see it going?
I'm not ambitious, I must say. The struggle is facing a lot of problems, many, many problems now. But I hope that... not I hope, we must try again to... the society to be in the streets, to go out, to demand, to fight for our rights. It is not an easy thing now with the left government. People were tired of the struggle. They weren't used to be in the street all day, you know, normal people. And now they are waiting. But to waiting is very dangerous. Very dangerous, because they are working like crazy in the mountain right now.
And what are the next big steps?
Next big steps is struggle. I don't know. We have the demonstration in a few days. We must organize another one. We wait the reaction of the miners. Maybe we will have problems with the miners. We wait. We are here. We wait. We will see. We have a protest at the 15th of February. We will go up to the mountain. We will see.
And how can people in other places stay involved? How can they know what's going on in Skouries, and how can they support it? Is there a way?
They support, the people can support this struggle by reading about what a gold mine means, what means to have a gold mine next to your region, and resisting on this kind of projects. Now, how can they help? Okay, there are so many embassies on states, on Canada, on make protests. I don't know, internet stuff, etc. Okay, I don't know. You must say.
Is there a website where people can get more information?
We have many of websites. One is the antigold.gr. Another one is Sos Chalkidiki.
Is there anything else you want to say?
I want to say, keep on fighting. We will keep on fighting for land and freedom. We have no choice.
Thank you.
More on the struggle can be found in English at antigoldgr.org/en or soshalkidiki.wordpress.com/category/in-english or in Greek at saveskouries.blogspot.com. Again, special thanks to our traveling comrade who brought us this audio. Asheville Free Media, ashevillefm.org. This is The Final Straw, and I'm Bursa Goodness. The show can also be heard on KXCF in Marshall, California, KWTF in Bodega Bay, California, WCRS LP in Columbus, Ohio, and KOWA LP in Olympia, Washington.